September 3, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The waters of satisfaction scattered. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. 2 Samuel 23:16. What has been like water from the well of Bethlehem to you recently? Love? Friendship? Spiritual blessing? Then at the peril of your soul, you take it to satisfy yourself. If you do, you cannot pour it out before the Lord. You can never sanctify to God that with which you long to satisfy yourself. If you satisfy yourself with a blessing from God, it will corrupt you. You must sacrifice it, pour it out, do with it what common sense says is an absurd waste. How am I to pour out unto the Lord natural love or spiritual blessing? In only one way, in the determination of my mind. There are certain acts of other people which one could never accept if one did not know God, because it is not within human power to repay them. But immediately I say, this is too great and worthy for me. It is not meant for a human being at all. I must pour it out unto the Lord. Then these things pour out in the rivers of living water all around. Until I do pour these things out before the Lord, they endanger those I love as well as myself, because they will turn to lust. We can be lustful in things which are not sordid and vile. Love has to get to its transfiguration point of being poured out unto the Lord. When you have become bitter and sour, it is because when God gave you a blessing, you clutched it for yourself. Whereas if you had poured it out unto the Lord, you would have been the sweetest person out of heaven. If you are always taking blessings to yourself and never learn to pour out anything unto the Lord, other people do not get their horizon enlarged through you. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is so frequently the case when we do a great work for charity or a great kindness for another individual or what we think is a great service for God, to want to take credit for that and receive the blessing to ourselves, being satisfied in the work that we believe we have done for God. But as Samuel said, he poured out unto the Lord that which he would not drink. If when I do a service for God to receive a blessing from God, the blessing stops there. And as in the days of Moses and the children of Israel in the wilderness, if I gather manna unto myself more than a day's provision, it goes sour. No service for God is of any value in terms of spiritual blessing if I take the glory to myself. A spiritual blessing, when I humbly pass on the credit to Jesus, or humbly pass on that blessing to someone else for their benefit, the outward flowing of those rivers of water and rivers of life, the blessing of God through me, will have an immeasurable impact in terms of the kingdom of God. So when you're attempting to do something in service for God, or something to prove your value to God, or something to prove your devotion to God, be sure that when you do the particular activity, that when God shows up and a blessing is derived from the work, that the blessing is passed on and not kept for oneself. The essence of love is giving, and the essence of lust is getting. So anything that you do, evaluate from a perspective of who gets the glory, who receives and holds the blessing. If it is yourself, it is lust. If you will pass it on, then the act was done, an act of love for your Savior.